This is the Boston Red Sox news feed here on CLNS. Today is Tuesday, August 21st, 2018. This is Nick Qualley reporting for CLNS, the leading online provider of audiovisual coverage for the Boston Red Sox. The Red Sox opened up their four-game series with the Cleveland Indians last night with a game that was tight all the way up until the end. The game started off strong for the Red Sox as they got to Cleveland ace Corey Kluber early. After punching the first two out, Kluber struggled against the Sox three and four hitters. Moreland got on with a single to left field, which was followed up by a J.D. Martinez rocket of a ground ball back into right field for a double, moving Moreland to third base. Then the hot Xander Bogaerts climbed in and dropped a single into center field, bringing both base runners around to score, giving Boston the early 2-0 lead. They weren't done tacking runs on early, though. In the second inning, with two outs, the Sox strung together some hits off of the bats of Jackie Bradley Jr. and Mookie Betts. With both men on, Andrew Benintendi drove JBJ in with a single to left center field, putting Boston up 3-0. Rick Porcello looked unhittable until the fifth inning, where he surrendered a leadoff dinger to Melky Cabrera. He wouldn't have a clean inning after that either. After giving up an infield single in the sixth inning to Francisco Lindor, Michael Brantley followed that up with his 14th home run of the year. After being drilled by a line drive with a man on first base, Porcello recovered to get the force out at second, but the very next batter, Greg Allen, immediately took him deep for two more, putting Cleveland up 5-3. The Red Sox made some noise in the ninth inning and got another run on the board, but ultimately could not pull off the comeback and fell to the Indians 5-4. Before I go on and tell you about tonight's bout with Cleveland, let me tell you, though, about my new favorite app. So listen to this, guys. Listen to this story. After missing the first inning of a San Francisco Giants NLCS game because he couldn't find a printer, Brad Griffith reimagined a simpler process for buying and using last-minute tickets. Focusing exclusively on mobile, Brad wrote version 1.0 of the GameTime iOS app in 2013 and now leads a passionate team building a remarkable modern experience for last-minute tickets to live events. With over 8 million users across the United States and Canada, GameTime is the top destination for last-minute tickets to all major sporting events, concerts, and shows. GameTime is built for the urban millennial and Gen Z customer that is always on the go and constantly optimizing for the best last-minute experience. Unlike the legacy industry behemoths, Ticketmaster and StubHub, who overwhelm users with cumbersome choices and steps, GameTime curates only the best value tickets and makes experience incredibly fast and easy. To make selecting tickets even easier, GameTime shows you an actual high-res photo of the view from your seat. Plus, the GameTime guarantee has you covered. They guarantee you'll receive your tickets in time for the event and they'll be valid for entry. If that doesn't happen, though, GameTime will locate comparable replacement tickets or give you a 100% refund. Whether you're looking for sports, music, or theater tickets, you can find all of them under one roof at GameTime. Download the app for iOS or Android. Did you know that ticket prices can go down right before a game or concert? GameTime is a mobile app that tracks ticket prices in real time from thousands of trusted sellers, then shows you all of the best deals. When prices drop, you can check out in two taps and tickets are sent directly to your phone. With GameTime, you can get tickets at the last minute for up to 60% off. If plans change, no problem. Sell your tickets with the push of a button. For $15 off your first purchase, visit usegametime.com/socks and use promo code SOCKS. Again, visit usegametime, usegametime.com/socks and use promo code SOCKS for $15 off your first purchase, and it only works for first-time buyers. Back to the action, the Red Sox get set for Game 2 of this four-game set with the Cleveland Indians as they send righty Nathan Eovaldi to the mound to go toe-to-toe with Indians' Shane Bieber. Since coming over via trade from the Tampa Bay Rays, Eovaldi has seen both success and failure. In his first two starts with the Sox, Eovaldi blinked both the Twins and the Yankees. He then struggled in Camden Yards against the depleted Baltimore Orioles, but bounced back last Wednesday when the team visited Philly. Since July 13th, Eovaldi has brought his ERA down from 4.59 to 3.62 and overall has had a solid year on the mound. His opponent, Shane Bieber, has not seen quite the same success. In 12 starts, Bieber has an ERA of 4.37, and opponents currently have a batting average of .295 off of the right-handed pitcher. This will be the first time that any hitter in the Red Sox lineup has seen Bieber. First pitch today is at 7:10 at Fenway Park, and you can catch the game on NESN or listen to it at WEEI 93.7 FM. Be sure to also follow CLNS on Twitter at CLNS Media and our Red Sox account for all the latest news and updates at Red Sox CLNS. And don't forget to subscribe to the Red Sox News Feed, both on iTunes and Stitcher, as well as the CLNS Media Network mobile podcast app. This has been Nick Qualia for the Boston Red Sox News Feed.